Dear students, today I am going to discuss chapter 3 in your NCERT class 9 history textbook, Nazism and the Rise of Hitler. In this module, I will discuss how Hitler became the supreme leader in Germany and the political situation of Germany which helped Hitler to gain power in Germany. Nazism was a system and a structure of ideas about the world and politics. Under the shadow of the Second World War, Germany had started a genocidal war. It resulted in the mass murder of selected groups of innocent Europeans. The number of people killed included 6 million Jews, 2 lakh Gypsies, 1 million Polish civilians, and 70,000 Germans. Nazis killed people by gassing them in various killing centers. Hitler and his propaganda minister Goebbels and his entire family committed suicide collectively in April 1945 in his Berlin bunker. In May 1945, Germany surrendered to the Allies. An international military tribunal at Nuremberg prosecuted Nazi war criminal for crime against peace, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. The Nuremberg Tribunal sentenced only 11 leading Nazis to death. Many others were imprisoned for life. The first topic is birth of Weimar Republic. Germany was a powerful empire in the early years of the 20th century. It fought the First World War along with Austrian Empire and against the Allies, that is England, France, and Russia. All the people joined the war with great interest, hoping to gain from a victory. After some time, they failed that the war would stretch on, eventually draining all the resources of Europe. Germany made initial gains by occupying France and Belgium. However, the Allies won as they were strengthened by the US entry in 1917. They defeated Germany and the Central Power in November 1918. The defeat of Imperial Germany and the resigning of the Emperor gave an opportunity to parliamentary parties to recast German polity. A National Assembly met at Weimar and established a democratic constitution with federal structure. Deputies were elected to the German Parliament or Reichstag on the basis of equal and universal votes cast by all adults, including women. After the Weimar Republic, a peace treaty was imposed on Germany at Versailles. The Republic was not received well by its own people because they were forced to accept terms after Germany's defeat at the end of the First World War. The peace treaty at Versailles with the Allies was a harsh and humiliating peace treaty. By signing the peace treaty of Versailles, Germany lost its overseas colonies, 1/10 of its population, 13% of its territories, 75% of its iron and 26% of its coal to France, Poland, Denmark, and Lithuania. Compensation was imposed on Germany. The war guilt clause held Germany responsible for the war and the damage the Allied country suffered. Measures also taken to take the resources of Rhineland of Germany. Further, the Allied power demilitarized Germany to weaken its power. Many Germans held the view that Weimar Republic was responsible not only for the defeat in the war, but the disgrace at Versailles. The effect of the war on Germany. The First World War had a devastating impact on the entire continent, both psychologically and financially. Earlier, Europe was the continent of creditors, now became a continent of debtors. The Weimar Republic was being made to pay for the sin of the old empire. It carried the burden of war guilt and national humiliation. It was forced to pay a huge compensation. After the First World War, soldiers were placed above civilians and the media glorified them. However, the truth was just the opposite. Politicians and publicists believed that man should be aggressive, strong, and masculine. Aggressive war propaganda, national honor, and support grew for conservative dictatorship were very common at that time. Now, what were the effects of the First World War on political, economic condition of Germany? The birth of Weimar Republic coincided with the revolutionary uprising of the Spartacist League. The League was based on the pattern of the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. Soviet of workers and sailors were established in many cities. The political atmosphere in Berlin was changed with demand for Soviet-style governance. The Weimar Republic crushed the uprising of the Spartacist League with the help of the war veterans organization called the Free Corps. The Spartacists later founded the Communist Party of Germany. The two parties of Communist and the Socialist never worked together after this, thus they could not control the rise of Hitler. Political radicalization was only increased by the economic crisis of 1923. Germany had fought the war largely on loans and had to pay war reparation in gold. The depleted gold reserve at a time when resources were scarce. So France occupied Germany's industrial area, the Ruhr, which was rich in coal. Germany printed paper currency abundantly. It resulted in the fall of the value of German mark. At last, the American introduced the Dawes Plan. It helped Germany to overcome the crisis. The plan reworked the terms of reparation to ease the financial burden on Germany. After the First World War, several countries of Europe were hit by economic depression. Demand for food fell sharply after the war. Thus, farmers, traders, and industrialists were hit due to steep fall in demand. Factories shut down, exports fell, investors withdrew their money from market, and farmers were badly hit. Even America could not escape from this crisis. The Wall Street Exchange crashed in 1929. In Germany, investment and industrial recovery were totally dependent on the USA. Fearing a fall in price, people made immediate effort to sell their shares. On a single day, 24th October, 13 million shares were sold. This was the start of the Great Economic Depression. Now, what were the effects of economic depression on Germany? Over the next 3 years, between 1929 and 1932, the national income of the USA fell by half. The effects of this recession in the US economy were felt all over the world. The German economy was severely hit by the economic crisis. By 1932, industrial production was reduced to 40% of 1929 level. The main effects of recession on Germany were, first, workers lost their job or were paid reduced wages. Second, the number of unemployed increased to 6 million. Three, on the street of Germany, men started moving with placards around their necks saying willing to do any work. Number four, unemployed youths played card or simply sat at street corners or desperately quaked up at the local employment exchange. Number five, as jobs disappeared, the youth took to criminal activities and total despair became common. Number six, the economic crisis created deep anxieties and fears in people. In this situation, the rise of Hitler took place. Hitler was born in 1889 in Austria. Hitler's rise was due to the crisis of economy, polity, and society in Germany. In the First World War, Hitler joined the army and earned a medal for bravery. Germany's defeat and the humiliating Versailles Treaty made him join the German Worker Party in 1919. He took over the organization and renamed it as the National Socialist German Workers' Party. It was later known as Nazi Party. Now, what were the reasons behind the rise of Hitler? In 1923, Hitler planned to seize control of Bavaria, march to Berlin, and capture power. He was arrested, tried for treason, and later released. Nazism became a mass movement. However, the Nazis could not effectively organize popular support till the early 1930s. After 1929, banks collapsed, business shut down, and the people lost their job. In this situation of despair, Nazi propaganda gave hopes of a better future to the German people. In 1928, the Nazi Party got no more than 2.6% votes in the election of the Reichstag, the German parliament. In 1932, it had become the largest party with 37% vote. Hitler was a powerful speaker. His passionate speeches about the fatherland and promises inspired the people. He promised to build a strong nation, undo the injustice of the Versailles Treaty, restore the dignity of the German people, and create opportunities for unemployed people. He promised unemployment for those looking for work and a secure future for the youth. He promised to weed out all foreign influences and to resist all foreign conspiracy against Germany. On 13th January 1933, President Hindenburg offered the chancellorship the highest position in the cabinet of ministers to Hitler. The Nazi had managed to rally the conservatives to their cause. Having acquired power, Hitler set out to dismantle the structure of democratic rule. A mysterious fire that broke out in the German parliament building in February facilitated his move to removing the democratic structure in Germany. Hitler indefinitely suspended civic rights like freedom of speech, press, and assembly by the fire decree of 28 February 1933. On 3rd March 1933, the famous Enabling Act was passed, which gave Hitler all power to sideline parliament and rule by decree. The act established dictatorship in Germany. All political parties and trade unions were banned. The state established complete control over the economy, media, army, and judiciary. The Nazi created special surveillance and security forces to control the German society. So with that, Hitler captured the supreme power in Germany and became the head of Germany. In the next module, I will discuss the Nazi worldview, racial utopia, and other topic. Thank you very much.